سورة التين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. صدق الله العظيم. This surah is also philosophically and psychologically very important surah of the Quran. A sensible and sensitive person who has that moral law within him active, when he sees to the world before him, he is grieved. All human beings lying very low. Nobody having any high ambition of Allah and Akhirah. Everybody running after this world. The pleasures of this temporary world and temporary life. And then, all types of mischief. Cheating, lying, defrauding. What is this? Does man have nothing in him except evil? Perhaps man is evil through and through. Nothing hides in him. And to this testify all the schools of thought of psychology of today. What are the motives? All are very low, very mean. According to Freud, it's the sex, nothing else. Even the love between mother and our son is sex. Father and daughter is sex. It's all suppressed sex that takes these forms. Somebody is giving a sermon. It is a suppressed sexual desire that he is, you know, fulfilling in this way. Someone is saying the only motive in man is to get dominated. Courage to dominate. And Marx said, the basic is his financial need. Anyone who says that a man has some high thing in him, on the other hand, Darwinian theory says man is only an animal, slightly defined animal. All these things have come together to disappoint man from man. There's nothing good in man. In this background, this surah comes in front. No, no, no. Man was created at a very high level. Very high level. Very high level. Quran says, we ordered all our angels to bow before him. I created this man with my both of my hands. But all this, you know, whatever you see, yes, the complexes, this inferiority complex and superiority complex, this haughtiness, and what is man? Even if apparently he is doing something, actually, the motive behind it, to show off, to dominate, to be more prominent. He's delivering a very good speech, but what for? To be more prominent among the people, so that people should praise him. Oh, he's a very good speaker. Maybe out of the faculty of good speaking, public speaking, he can become a dictator. These are the motives. No high motives. Visible in this society, number one. Or taught in psychology. But Allah says no. Now Allah is presenting four examples. Example of Nuh alayhi salam. Wateen, by the fig. Fig tree, as the Mount Fig. Where, you know, this nation of Nuh was inhabited, there were a lot of fig trees. And that mount was called Mount of Fig. Was that Zaytun and olive? And the Mount of Olives. Mount of Olives is still here. Who is Zaytun? where Isa alayhi salam used to preach. The tourists see him and look to this Mount of Sinai, where Moses was in conversation with his Lord. Bahadur Zalabin Amin, and before you is this peaceful city of Mecca. You find Muhammad in it. If there was nothing high in human beings, where from have they come up? Are they not the human beings? Was Nuh a mean or base person? Was Isa a mean or base person? Was Musa a mean or base person? Is Muhammad before you, your own eyes, is he a mean or base person? No. So you must admit that these oaths. But on what these oaths have been taken? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Verily we created man in the best nature and best mold. أَحْسَن is the superlative degree. The best. But this denotes to the real man, not the visible man. The visible man is this body. The real man is within it. Man in his ignorance identifies himself with the material sheets which encompass his real self. Really, when I say I denote to myself. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. That was created at the highest level. Higher than the angels. And the highest was the spirit of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then, ثُمَّ رَضَرْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. But then we threw it down. Lowest than the low. Lower than the lowest. Yeah, lowest than the low, of the low. This regards this, our animal existence. It's at a lesser level than the angels. Then at a more lesser level than the jinns. They were created out of fire. We were created out of clay. And that is why Iblis said, أَنَا خَيْرُ مِنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينٍ. How can I bow before him? Now this is the combination. The two extremes. The highest coming from there and the lowest coming from this clay joined together. This is man. So now, what's the mafraj? What's the way out? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now he has to climb from this low level to reach to his original status, original station, original level. He has to work hard. And that is through Iman and Amal-e-Saleh. He has to ascend. Ascend higher and higher up. And two things. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They are not the lowest of the low. No. They will be highest of the high in the hereafter. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ. For them there is going to be a reward which will never come to an end. Unending reward. فَمَا يُكَثِّرُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. Well, what after this makes you, O man, belie the recompense? There must be recompense. Whosoever is doing this, he is going higher and higher through his iman and amal-e-saleh and jihad. This is a jihad lesson. You have been thrown very low. If somehow you fall into a ditch, you slip from some mountain, you are there in the ditch, then you try, come up. You don't keep lying over there. If you are dead, that's a different story. But if you are still alive, you climb. So here, we were thrown down from that high level. And we have to climb up. And this climbing is this amal-e-saleh, tawafi bil-haq, tawafi bil-sabr, this jihad fi sabilillah. This is actually by which you can regain your original position. So then, whosoever does it, he must be recompensed. Alaysallahu bi ahkam al-hakimin. Is not Allah the greatest ruler of all the rulers, or the best judge of all the judges? Bala. He should say, answer, yes, why not? And I add here, Bala, inna Allaha huwa ahkamul hakimin, wa huwa arhamur rahimin. What we want is mercy. Maybe according to the strict judgment, we might not be able to claim salvation. So not only hukum of Allah, but the mercy of Allah. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. I suddenly add this. فَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَرْحَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. I have to take refuge in His mercy. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم.